Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Okie dokie pokie. What's up? My. What's happening, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Pachajina for Solar Records Radio. Let me put my screen saver on here. Man, my popper stopper. Anyway, guys, I hope you're doing good. That was Miss Tyler Collins, and my goodness, that was a fun project to produce. A beautiful young lady with an amazing talent. And, you know, I enjoyed working with her, and so miss her, and I hope she's doing well. I think the last time I talked to her, she lived in New York, and so I just pray that she's good. Miss Tyler Collins, she had her big single was Girls Night Out, and she was something else, and I just want to touch base with her just to know she's good. Beautiful. Physically and internally, a beautiful human being. And it was a great project. I produced it with Stevie Wonder. And there was another song that I wrote on the album it was produced by a famous jazz guitarist. I'm going to find out, and I'll tell you when we come back. And so anyway, guys, I hope you're doing good. It is the weekend, and it's cardiovascular show here. We want to just move, get grooving, and hope everybody is well. To my friends that just tuned in, God bless you. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on this Saturday. It's still hot. It's still hot here in Texas, and it's amazingly hot. It's just a lot of heat, right? So listen, guys, I just want y'all to just kind of chill out and do whatever. If you're here in Texas, because it's raining every place else in the United States except for Texas. It's just wrong. So we have this amazing, it's a feels like temperature at 115 degrees, plus we have no rain, and we haven't had rain in a long time. And so it is really bad. So we really need prayer for our animals, for our livestock. It's really, really crazy. But anyway, much love to all you guys. And Julian is good. She called in on a show yesterday to wish Linda Carrier a happy birthday, and her car had broken down. And I was like, wow, that is so sweet of her to, while she's sitting on the side of the freeway, to call in and say happy birthday to Linda. And Linda really appreciates that, sweetheart. We talked about it last night when the show was over, and she just wanted me to let you know how much she appreciated you calling in, and also that she wanted to make sure you were good. So Julian, we love you, and we appreciate you, sweetheart, and thank you for being such an amazing part of Solar Records Radio. You're always, you know, hanging out with us and checking in on us, and we love you so much for that. All right, so listen, so we got to warm up a little bit, right? So let's warm up a little bit here. We can do this, and I'm gonna hit you a little softer, not too hard. We're gonna just stretch a little bit, warm up, and get going, and then we're gonna do 45 minutes of cardio straight. All right. So, and then you know, you do what your doctor tell you to do, not what I tell you to do. All right. So you do your thing, and I'll do my thing. I'm doing what my doctor told me to do. And so in hopes that, you know, you do what your doctor did. I just need somebody to help me work out. You know how you get somebody to go to the gym with you? Well, this is the same thing, but we're just on the radio, right? And I appreciate it, because I know some of my friends are working out with me. My friends over there on Marston Street, y'all need to make sure y'all doing it, because y'all old. So come on, Marston Street. I named my new album after you guys. So let's get going. Get your butt grooving here. All right, so let's warm up a little bit here. Much love. Thanks, Greg, for the flyers. I want to give a shout out to all the people in the UK. Much love to you guys. I understand it's cool over there. So lucky for you guys, it is on fire over here. And Astrid's in South America, I believe. And Astrid, have a wonderful trip. I think, I'm not sure, something like that. But no, she's over there by Jamaica. Yeah, so Astrid, have a great time wherever you may be. And be safe, and safe travels back. And And just to all of our friends who are out, because this is vacation time. People are just traveling around and stuff and doing what they got to do. And so we're actually getting on the road. When are we getting on the road? We're getting on the road Wednesday. So, guys, keep us in your prayers. We love you. All right, here we go. Let's stretch. Let's warm up.
Get lucky. We're up all night to the stars. ties and has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Y'all, come on, come on, come on. Solar Records.
When I see you, I see love.
Pull up.
Come on, come on. This is good. This is good. My, my, my. Come on. This one is for Julian.
You know
Detroit,
you want
Michigan.
Me.
Come on. Kind of Girl I wrote with my friend Richard Randolph, who passed away from Dynasty, but we still got you on my heart, brother. Much love to you, and God bless you, and, you know, God, man, oh, man, it's crazy, right? It's crazy. We just kind of lose each other as time goes on, man. But God is good always, and so and he is still on the throne. Hey, guys, so tell me how you feel. We got a little bit further to go now, so y'all just keep on pushing and keep on moving and grooving here with me, Wardell Potts Jr. on Solar Records Radio. We're going to have a good time. We got Tony Morrell rising up in the background here. Come on, let's do this.
There's an awakening going on inside the playground of my mind. Yep, it's either sink or swim. Gotta reassess some things on my life. Yep, 'cause I've had enough of the unimportant people holding me back. Yep, and it's getting rough. I'm rising up like the sun in the sky.
Okay, Matt, where is she?
Not coming. Where is she? Hey, Mitty, you've been stood up. We've all been stood up.
Yeah, I know.
Stood up by the room. I'm saying, that's how to think.
That's who you hired her, man.
Oh, she exists. That's hard to do last week. That's her habitat.
Hey. She is going to be here.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Yeah.
Already. So, how are you guys feeling? Are y'all good? We did what we were supposed to do. And so, hey, let's just have a great time and play some good music for you. And we're just going to just enjoy, the rest of the show. And we only got 38 minutes left in the show. So it's just going to chill and have a good time. But listen, I do have a question in regards to Tavares. And so I need to respectfully answer that question. So just give us something about what happened with Tavares on that song and the stuff that you guys did with them in the studio. So Tavares basically came to us basically to Silver Spoon Productions, and we all played music for them. And so we played different songs and stuff, and we ended up recording 4 songs on them on that project. And one of the songs that we recorded was Deeper in Love. That was a song that I wrote. And so I wrote that with Dana Myers. And so I was real fortunate because not only did I get a song on the album, but it also was the single. And so how lucky me. Right. And so I just real, real happy with that. But I just want you to know that working with those guys was incredible because, I mean, they were legends when they came into the studio to work with us. And so we really was excited about working with them. And they just wanted to try. They wanted that sound. They wanted to have that sound on their record and stuff. So when they heard Keep My Song, they felt that was kind of where they were looking for, you know, stuff like Keep On Loving Me and, you know, just having that kind of groove, that drive and stuff that Solar was putting out and stuff. And so I really, really, I'm so happy that they chose my song because, man, oh man, Butch could sing, the lead singer. I mean, he was hitting some notes and I was like, whoa. And Dana did the demo, right? And Dana has a very, very high natural, and I was concerned, but you know, the same thing happened to us when we went in the studio with Rocky Robbins. You know, Dana has this high natural, he's singing a demo, and then Rocky comes and knocks it out the block, and the same thing happened with Tavares. And so we were really fortunate, you know. And then just think about it, Glenn Jones, the same thing. I mean, his natural is so high. And it all starts out like with Scotty, right? From the Whispers with this high natural. So the high natural thing, really, I'm looking, just thinking about what I'm saying to you. I mean, that was kind of a theme in our music. Howard Hewitt with that high natural. I mean, just think about it. It was just on and on and on. And so we were really fortunate to work with Tavares, and we were really blessed to have met them as well. You know, they're really, really nice guys and stuff. And periodically, you know, we chop it up. You know, we see each other on Facebook, and you know, we make phone calls and talk to each other. But you know, I'm loving those guys, and I'm grateful for them. So, you know, I'm going to slow it down a little bit, but, you know, as we wind it down. But I want to, before I do that, I'm going to play another song because I just mentioned Rocky Robbins. And so then we recorded this song on Rocky Robbins, and Rocky's voice is just amazing. So check it out here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. with 34 minutes and 18 seconds left in the show.
Time. Take me home.
Vote for the best song in the world, the song I just played would be my choice. And it's because of the lyrical content. I mean, the music is secondary, but it's perfect the way it sits. It allows the vocals to do what it's trying to do, and the words are penetrating. If you listen to the lyrics, it is so beautiful because all it's about is lifting. It is really, for me, it's another form of praise and worship. You know, it's another way of saying how we need to take care of each other, how we need to love each other, how we need to be a harvest for the world. It is so important that we invest our hearts and our love into the community of the world. And, you know, it's basically laying it out in such a beautiful and nice way. And every time I hear it, I get these chills through my body. And I know part of it is because it was our theme song at my graduation from high school. And it really planted a seed for me. It really stuck with me all those years, 1976. And I'm still here talking about playing that song at my school in my graduation. That's powerful. And it's because that song was powerful. And so, you know, I just have to give a shout out. You know, Greg likes it like me. I mean, I just finished sharing how I think that's the best song in the world. And he says that, me too. You know, and there's some great, we know there's great, amazing songs, right? And we are all, I mean, Greg's a musician like I am. We all love music. And so, and we listen to a lot of music intensely, but there's something about that song that speaks right to the spirit of man. And I just pray that it really blesses you like it blessed me. I mean, you know, good gracious. I posted it. So if you're listening to the show, if you want to go and hear it again and listen to what I'm talking about, you can go ahead and get the lyrics as well and read the words. But it's just such a great, great, great song. I mean, it's beautiful. But anyway, guys, much love to you. I am just very happy. You know that my sister, who just lost her husband after 40-something years of marriage, she's still good. And I was worried and scared and not knowing how she would be able to handle that. But my little sister is stronger than I thought. And so I'm just really grateful for, you know, her walk with God. She believes, you know, that God is in control. And so there's some things that are out of our control. And that's sickness, right? So, but anyway, all right. So, look, we got about another 19 minutes, guys. So we're going to chill out. And I pray you guys all have an amazing and wonderful weekend and that you, you know, enjoy yourselves, whether you're by yourself or you're with family members or whoever, or whatever the case is, but just try to enjoy and be good and be blessed. All right. And we'll be in touch with you. We'll be right here tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you. Good night. that's really funky. My goodness, Jesse Johnson, bad, bad boy. I have a special situation that's about to happen. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today and hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. I'm going to put my sister on the line. This is my sister from Dynasty, Linda Carrier, and she has something she wants to say. Go ahead, Linda. You got the mic.
Yay! Okay, I wrote a letter to your audience that I will send to you, but I will try to read this quickly to them.
Okay.
I wrote to the audience of Sound of Los Angeles Records Radio from Linda Carrier. Since I became an adult oh so long ago, my chosen birthday celebration has been a private spiritual introspection that always begins the night before my official day. I like to face who I am and where I am.
It's breaking
my
up a little bit.
Celebration begins. Oh.
It's breaking up.
Is it better?
Yes.
My celebration begins with my acceptance and gratitude for all the lessons I've learned in the past year, especially the difficult ones. And I claim the strength to begin my next moment with clarity. I happily accept loving invitations to celebrate with family and friends, too. But honestly, that quiet time I've described is most important. Yesterday, August 4th, was my birthday, and my day began with a warm and cheering text from Nydra Beard, my Dynasty sister, who is the keeper of all birthdays. Then the rest of my Dynasty family sent happy wishes. Wardell Potts Jr., the leader of Solar Radio and the host that all of you relate with nearly every day, told me that he was going to let you know that it was my birthday. He didn't ask me to call in so as not to pressure me at all, but I was happy to say I would like to come on the show to say hi. Well, that call-in became a collection of spectacular moments with so many of you sending in the warmest birthday wishes to me. I read every single one of your names out loud and your wonderful messages. I got translations, too, of some of your beautiful messages written in Spanish or Portuguese. Please know that I am incredibly grateful that any and all of you gave me such warm messages. I am overwhelmed with gratitude. I hope that you enjoyed hearing my exchanges with artists I've worked with and who I admire. Don Fleming is one of your wonderful hosts who became a friend nearly as soon as I met him. He's a very intelligent man who brings an extra dimension to this association. Jeffrey Daniels of Shalimar sent a warm wish before I called in. He is a super dynamic spirit who is talented and kind. Howard Hewitt called in and sang happy birthday to me. Eat your hearts out. He's one of my favorite voices and talents, and it was a treat to share a few words with him. Vernon Woods, my friend, an incredible singer, writer, and an amazingly kind and principled human, called in and hung out with us. Mark Philpart, my friend, another incredible singer and writer who has worked with Vernon, stayed and hung out with us too. I had a chance to work with Mark on a song that you will hopefully get to hear soon-ish. My wish is that I get to work with Vernon and Mark. Leon Silvers, my friend, writer, and as I like to call him, producer-in-chief of Solar Records, also called in to tell me happy birthday. Let's deviate for just a minute to acknowledge his legacy. While Leon managed his beyond demanding job of creating and producing the hits at Solar Records, he caused a seismic shift in popular music that impacted the business and art of music from Hollywood to the East Coast. So when I or any of us from the Solar Legacy are especially happy to hear from Leon, you can better understand why. I thank Wardell for orchestrating an amazing birthday celebration for me. Wow. I'm not knocked out easily, but I am humbled and thrilled for having been given such a loving day. Wardell is an amazing drummer, writer, producer, and he continues to work diligently to grow more every day. I am eternally grateful that we are friends. life is complicated and we are all busy and distracted from life's demands, so we can easily fall out of touch with each other. So any occasion that unites friends that may create a loving moment is a major gift, and that is what I was given yesterday. I thank the people I've mentioned, and I sincerely thank all of you audience members for giving me such kindness and allowing me to celebrate with you. I still feel that sweetness. Love from me, Linda.
That's so beautiful. And I also want to add, you know, we talked about this yesterday, Linda and I, after the show, that the flyer that Greg made for her, Greg, we really appreciate you and how you just kind of
100%
jump into the moment and stuff. But that letter was absolutely amazing and beautiful, and thank you so much. And I will post it, as Linda says, she will send it to me so I can post
it.
I'll
send it
on behalf of her, and just to share with you guys for being so gracious and beautiful to her. That's very, very nice of you guys. And so we appreciate y'all here at Solar Records Radio. You all be blessed, and thank you again for tuning in. Have a wonderful and loving weekend. And thank you,
Yay.
Linda. Happy,
oh,
happy.
Please. Down my happy. Number. Okay.
She's ready to sing. All right, guys. Good night. God bless. We run out of time here. Good night. Bye-bye. See you guys.
Like the mountains in springtime, like a warm